time now is 8:30. Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online, newstalk1330.com. And this morning, you can see myself and my guest on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So good morning to those of you tuning in. Want to remind you, we're about a week and a half through early voting for the 2024 general election. Election Day is November the 5th. That's a Tuesday. Here in Carroll County, early voting continuing today, tomorrow, and Friday at the Carroll County Elections Office, the temporary one over there on Noonan Road across from the Sheriff's Office. Early voting is Saturday of this week as well. And then next week, it's Monday through Friday at the Carroll County Elections Office, but also in Villa Rica at Powell Park. That starts next week. So you get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week in Villa Rica before Election Day is Wednesday. We are covering a few elections, races that have been being challenged here locally and affecting West Georgia. And this one in particular we're going to talk about this morning. It is the District 30 State Senate seat currently held by Tim Bearden. Bearden is the Republican who will be on the ballot, and the Democrat who will be on the ballot for this race, the general election. Her name is Wanda Cooper, and she's kind enough to join us this morning.
Yes.
And give us her story, give us her background and all that good stuff. But first of all, I suspect people looking at you on Facebook Live right now, they're saying that is a good looking outfit.
Oh yeah.
You gonna tell us about that? Is this what you're wearing every day?
Oh yeah. I wear these hats. Actually, I'm a country girl. I actually was raised on the Mapleton side, Barnes Feed Store, if anybody know about that. And my dad had a chicken farm, but the thing about it is, anytime he had to take care of business, he was the kind of guy that put on overalls. Mm-hmm. But when he took care of business, he wore a hat.
And with the jacket, too, though. I mean, matching. It's hard to find something that matches that hat, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. This is my thing is I have to be shingling'd out. It's just one of those things because it stands out. And that's just the way that's the way I feel. I mean.
Not shy is the point you're making.
Oh, no. I'm fearless. Right. I'm fearless. Yeah.
Wanda Cooper's our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Well, tell us a little bit about you. Give us a nice little 4 or 5 minute bio of who you are. And, you know, you talked about Mapleton. But we'll let's find out who you are, and then we'll talk about what got you into this race.
Well, of course, my name's Wanda Cooper. I attended Payne College in Augusta, Georgia, and I have a very extensive legal background. So I specialize in legal research. And I've basically lived in the courtrooms, and I've seen a lot of injustice and things that have been happening in courts. And so once this seat became available, I said, hey, you know, maybe I can make a big difference because, you know, the 3rd District was redistricted for racial balance. And so I decided, I said, hey, let's throw my hat in. And I noticed a lot of things. We're really behind in times, actually, in Carrollton. And we need a little catch-up. Catch-up and mustard. Catch-up. Yeah, some catch-up.
District 30, is it just Carroll County, or does it have a piece of...
Oh, no. It's Carroll County, Douglas County, Paulding County, Harrelson County. And
it's a sliver. I mean, it's
yeah. And... best thing about it is I moved to Douglas County for social intervention for my children for a better environment in 2003. And so I was in Douglas, and I saw a lot of issues with the HOAs. Okay.
And if you go to your website, people can go to your website later and see that. I mean, you can see a common theme there. You talked about your legal research background. You can see a common theme for that and HOAs and people who...
Oh, yeah. I raised so much hell about when it came down to the HOAs because it's homeownership, not dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And so I raised so much hell in Douglas County. I was known for that. And so next thing I know, I said, hey, the other things... pile onto other things that I see issues, and I say, hey, let's run for this race. And I say, oh, Douglas County gonna put me in there. But then I got to, you know, had to come over here to Carroll and got convinced the guys in Carroll and got convinced the guys in Harrelson. But it's working out for me. It really is.
Wanda Cooper's our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, the Democrat candidate for District 30 State Senate. Did you have before this seat, well, it's not an open seat, but before this race started, I mean, did you, all your conversations with friends and things, are you known as somebody who's, you know, talks a lot about politics?
I am known to do what's right no matter what. and I call the shots, you know. And I am known to never give up. When you think it's over, especially when I'm doing what's right and what's in my heart, when you think it's over, I'm like Carrie coming from the grave. Like, is this for real? Has she given this up? You still on that? I never give up. I do not accept. If you give me some magic beans, I'm not going to accept them unless I know when I'm getting out of these magic beans, you know? So I'm not an easy one when it comes down to doing what's right by people. And a lot of times people have their own ulterior motive. Back in the day, people had their own ulterior motive, but still do the work of the people, you know? But now people just don't give a damn. And you got to, my thing is when you vote today, you're really voting for tomorrow. Because when you, even with amendments or issues that affect the Georgia Constitution, when you vote for those today, they affect your children down the road long after you're gone. So it's not all about now. It's really about the future.
Mm-hmm. Wanda Cooper, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. I do encourage, if you're watching the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, to post any questions or comments that you do have up there, and I'll look at those during the break and share those with our guest. You talked about Homeowners Association, and you do live in Fairfield, and there is a Homeowners Association there. And I mean, I see and hear frequently about the frustrations with that one. But, you know, the Senate, there's a Senate subcommittee right now that is reviewing Homeowners Association rules. I mean, they have 3 or 4 meetings before the legislation starts.
But this is the deal. This is the deal. They're not regulated. However, they are actually committing criminal acts against homeowners. But the issue is you got lazy district attorneys and sheriffs or whoever in power that do not want to do their job or pacify it because they're their friends. I'm just that, and I usually call names, but I'm gonna give it a break today. Because if I can call your name when you're good, I can call your name when you're bad. But the issue is, how is it possible if I steal a piece of candy from Walmart and go to jail, but I give you an illegal fine and take your home? How is this? This is illegal. It's called theft by deception, theft by convergence, theft by something.
And that's when you put a lien on it. Like, say, if you get a traffic ticket in Fairfield, for example, they have the option to put a lien on your home if you don't pay it or something similar along those lines.
That's a whole nother story because I just noticed that Spas has a fleet of cars with Alabama tags. Now, that is... It is hell no, that's not possible at all, even if I'm a single resident. I cannot drive around with an Alabama tag in Georgia, but I'm going to leave that alone.
But how do you change your concerns? How do you address your concerns as a legislator?
I'm a writer. And that's what, and that is one of the issues with black people. They get so frustrated with issues, but they don't write. I am a writer, so once you do something to me or it's an issue with me, I get to writing. And what helps my legal background, I know who to write about whom. And so most of the time, I used to give you a chance if there's an issue, I say, you sure? I want you to rethink this now because I'm going to go to the next step that you're not going to expect. And I lost my mother, and when I lost my mother, it took a whole lot of out of me. And that's one of my drives at this point. When I lost her, I couldn't even write a complete sentence. And it was so hard. And I said to myself, I used to say, hey, when I get older, I want to be like my dad. You know, he's a real cool dude, humble spirit. But at this point, my mom was a hellraiser, and I really need her spirit. So she's pushing through. She's pushing through for people. And so, yeah, my thing is I write. And I get in my room, and I write. I will write you up. I will write about if the judge does something to me, I'm going to write the judicial committee. Some of the judges, they know, and you got some coming. No names called. DAs, I write you up. If you're wrong, I write you up. Police officers, I know how to deal with you. Attorney affairs, I go over the head. Yeah, so I am good at writing and documentation. And one thing about it, now since they know that, I will write them up. Anything with my name on it in Carroll County, they proceed with caution. But you should do that right with everybody. Do your job. I've noticed a lot of times people work really hard not to work. What's up with that? Silence. What's up with that? Mm. So at this point, I say I'm doing so much to just try to give a level playing field to people when it comes down to just living every day. I have senior citizens come up to me and they said, Ms. Cooper, I only get $1,700 a month. After my bills are paid, I receive $13 worth of food stamps. Now, this is a touchy subject for everybody because people really don't understand how food stamps are actually facilitated. And people are still suffering from COVID. No one, at this different time that we had so many family members or friends that were dear to our hearts that we lost. The economy still hasn't recovered. I personally feel that if you make less than $30,000, a person should receive food stamp without any questions asked. This is my take. When you get that application, it's a felony if you lie, if you fudge the numbers or say you get something that you don't get. But when you tell the truth, you get $13. Why should it ever, ever be a crime because you want to eat? Why? It should never be a crime.
I think the argument that you see is that, well, somebody else has got to pay for that. Where's all that money going to come from?
Hold what you got. This is the issue. This is the issue right here. People say that, but like I said, they don't understand the way it's facilitated. The big banks, the people that makes the most out of off of food stamps, the most are J.P. Morgan. So if J.P. Morgan, they're the facilitators. So they're just like the credit card company. So if they give that senior citizen $13, they still make billions of dollars. They're the ones that are making the money. They're the ones. So if you have a veteran, a senior citizen, a disabled person, they're paid their dues. They should not be trying to go to a church or go without medication because they can't eat. Or if they lie on an application, be forced to state that they committed a felony because they're hungry. Nah, that's not right.
Wanda Cooper's our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. She is one of the two final candidates for the District 30 State Senate seat. It is a seat that was held by Mike Dugan for several years, and then Tim Bearden was elected in a special election, I believe, beginning of this year. So he's looking to serve his first full term, again, challenged by Democrat Wanda Cooper. Questions or comments, please feel free to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I will look at those and share those with our guests, and we'll continue our conversation with Wanda after this first break. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Mm. 8:46, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My guest this morning, Wanda Cooper. She's the Democrat running for State Senate to represent District 30, challenging Tim Bearden, the Republican who has that seat. Early voting, again, is going on now. It'll continue through the rest of this week, including Saturday, and then next week is the final week of early voting. You can do that at the Carroll County Elections Office, a temporary site across from the Sheriff's Office on Noonan Road, and also next week they'll open it up in Villarica Powell Park. So we do have a comment here, possibly a question, Joe Nally posting. The government has no money. What one person receives for free, another person has to work for free and not receive pay for the job that they're doing. And that's, yeah, it's kind of what I suggested in there with those comments. Yeah, but how does the government, again, I mean, if you talk about, you know, J.P. Morgan, it's not, you know, it's a private company. But
no, they're the ones, but the issue is they're the ones that are making the money. And people are not looking at that. They're the ones that are making the big monies off the program. And my issue is no one, if there's the money, we are supposed to be the richest country in the world. Okay. And people have their biases. But if you do the research, and you realize how much money J.B. Morgan, the facilitators, are making off it, it's nothing compared to what is being given. It's nothing. That's one of my issues.
Let me try and touch on some other stuff for you. You do have a website. It's WandaCooper.com.
WandaCooper.com.
It's got plenty of information on there if you want to check her out, and the contact information as well. Jasmine Law, is that already been implemented? Is that in effect, or is that something that's being discussed?
Yeah, Jasmine. Actually, Jasmine, she was killed in a police chase. And all this technology, why? We have drones, we have all of this, and a lot of times people are killed senselessly due to police officers trying to chase someone. And I get so choked up when I speak about this, and she was just sitting in the light. She didn't make it home. And this just happened this past December, so it'll be a year. Because she was just sending a light, and it was a police chase. And was it really necessary? Really? And so we need to do something about this. We have all this technology, all this, and you have people still chasing, doing chases within the community and putting innocent people in danger.
And I don't know for sure what the process is to make that decision to keep pursuing somebody at high speed. I mean, I can think of probably 10 stories in the last year that we had a story where, you know, officers, all right, they pulled back and, you know, let the guy go or the girl go who was speeding away. And then they were able to communicate with somebody up ahead who was able to make the arrest.
Yeah.
So at least that is in their thoughts. But again, I don't know if that's a mandate for each department locally, the sheriff's office.
Yeah, it depends. Well, actually, when you do it, you have to have permission to chase. So with Jasmine's issue, with her case, the guy had came from DeKalb County, jumped to Atlanta, and ended up being in Clayton County. And that's when the accident happened. So you have to give permission to chase. But there was nothing that bad, that man, not that he's not a criminal, but that bad for Jasmine to have lost her life.
Let me go back to, we did kind of touch on this in the first segment. Again, these are topics. These are things that you brought up and things that you want to, or I guess that have motivated you to seek this seat and perhaps work on in the future. Cease illegal HOA foreclosure filings and foreclosure garnishments. Now, explain what an illegal filing is and an illegal garnishment.
Well, when it comes down to HOAs, the HOA board members, you cannot give anybody a fine that's connected to a law. Local ordinance, you can't do it. Anything that's connected to an ordinance, a HOA cannot enforce, and it's in the covenant. So the way it's supposed to go, if a homeowner commits a fine, and all of us know that this the regular one is that's known as parking on the street. Now, that's different in the POA because I'm in the POA. But when the government owns the street, a HOA has no authority to give you a fine or a ticket for parking on the street. The way it's supposed to go, you call code enforcement. Code enforcement comes in, and they decide if they want to get them a ticket or a ticket. Then they receive a summons. Then they have to go to court, and only the courts can issue fines. But what's happening is they're jumping the gun, and they're giving these homeowners these fines for parking on the street or grass cut or anything that's connected to a law. For instance, I had a senior citizen. They were saying that she parked a car on the street. Next thing I know, she got the fines that just added up. I want to say about $15,000. They add like a daily fee of $15,000. Next thing I know, she says, Wanda, come and look over these papers. And I said, oh, my God. I said, they're taking her to court. Now, she's a senior citizen. She has these fines for $15,000. She has fixed income. But my thing is, this should have never gone that far because HOA had no authority to do so. They had no authority to give those fines, and they had no authority to place the garnishment and the lien against your home. And a lot of times, we really need to stop this. And it seemed like it could be a simple fix by going to the clerk authorities and adding a form or a form. Because once I noticed, when I pulled the cases and look at them, the attorneys give numbers, but they never ever put down what the actual fine is for. And if you put down what the actual fine is for, it makes the complaint in the courts invalid because you cannot give anybody a fine that's connected to a law. There's no regulations, but there are laws that can actually protect people now. But like I said, people look at civil matters and don't look at a criminal matter. And it's criminal for someone to be working so hard for their home and somebody just come and take it because they're working two times as hard. And then we got some property management companies that are actually strong-arming people. I got a lot of, hey everybody at Mirror Lake, and that's a serious issue with Mirror Lake, and at this point, people are really afraid to speak up in Mirror Lake. Mm-hmm. It's really serious, and at this point, the management team over there is Brad and Michelle Porter of Premier Property Management, and they're not doing right by people in Douglas or wherever they do the management. It's not right.
Wanda Cooper is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Time right now is 8:54. We're going to take our final break and conclude our conversation. We'll have about 5 minutes. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and just say, hey, you tell me why these people should consider. But we'll do that after our second break.
All right.
Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be, too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Hey, 855. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Got 4 minutes left. I said five, but I was wrong. We got 4 minutes left with Wanda Cooper. She's a candidate for District 30 State Senate. And, yeah, I just want to give it all to you. You know, you say we're walking down the street, and I've got District 30 written all over me. You know I live there.
Yeah.
So what are you telling me? Why are you telling me that I should consider you for my vote?
My thing is the big issue is rent control. We got to do something about this rent. We have people, companies that have no interest in a community are coming up and giving all these outrageous fees for rent. People, especially in Carrollton, also in Douglas, we're not making that type of money for $2,500 a month, $2,100 a month for rent. We got to do something about these big companies. Not only that, they're not following by the rules. The Progressive Residential, they're one of them. They're one of them. They are charging all these fines, too much money, and they're going in. I've never seen anything like this. I'm really at this point, I get really choked up with Progress Residential. Because they got everything. They have such a strong hold on the rental industry. It's unbelievable.
But how does the state get involved with that? I mean, the state putting limits on what you can charge for certain size properties? How does that?
Well, you know what? One thing about it, I'm one of those politicians. I don't have the answer for everything. I really don't. And I'm not going to pretend I have the answer. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that if you are a corporation and you buy all these homes, and everybody that's a single homeowner, they're paying the taxes too. So I feel like these management companies, investors, should pay up investors' tax to come into the community. Do not make it harder for the single homeowner, because everybody taxes has risen because of the investors come in. But we need to implement some type of investor tax for those investors that are coming in the community and lead the small people along.
Would that discourage people from building, you know, subdivisions and an investor tax?
Well, my thing is, it could. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer for everything. But I know at this point, the single homeowner people are suffering because of the investors coming up and purchasing everything.
All right, we got a minute and a half here. Do you have any events planned? Are you speaking engagements?
You know what? I'll be out there in my fancy coat waving, just waving like I'm waving now. and like I said, I don't have all the answers. I won't pretend I do, but I want to work and advocate for you. Find out what are the needs. What do we need to bring to Carrollton? What I need to bring to the 30th district? It's a lot. We haven't even addressed school mental illness.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't.
It's a lot, you know. And when you spoke on and teachers, I'm all for the teachers. I don't think a teacher should ever pay for money out of their pocket, and $1,000 is not enough. We need to do something about Delta 8, those drugs that kids can just walk into and purchase. But if you can get Delta 8.
You get rid of Delta 8, there'll be Delta 14 the next week.
And not only that, I got to have a prescription for ibuprofen. Why is this kind of shit on the street?
All right, Wanda Cooper. Her website is wandacooper.com, correct?
That's it.
All right, any other questions, they can get to your website, and they can wait to contact
you. Don't forget to donate. Please donate. Hey, thank you so very much. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for coming in this morning. Thursday, tomorrow, I think we have Oak Mountain Academy on the program. Is that right, Josh? Oak Mountain Academy tomorrow? And then on Friday, Kwasi Hudson's my guest. He is running for the District 72 seat currently held by Jay Collins. So hope you'll tune in for both of those shows Thursday and Friday here on The Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.